Hello and welcome to the first patron edition of Room Without a Cause. This is the Inciting Incident Podcast's patron-only podcast. We would have called it Lolled Off of Movies, but I think my lawyer wouldn't be a fan of that. I'm Riz McCool, and joining me for the first session is Brian the Fuzzy. Welcome back.
What can I say except you're welcome.
Indeed, indeed. We are going to have fun with this. And joining us is my husband, Aiden McCool.
Hello,
Natalie,
the voice for you. Hi.
So when you guys are reading voices, just make sure to get closer to the microphone like this. And we are going to read the original.
Excuse us as we get the sound of tables scraping, tables and chairs scraping across the floor, just so we could do as you ask.
So if you haven't gathered from the title of the episode and you haven't seen it in our announcements, we are reading the original, not the version that was polished up for the movie and made into something somewhat coherent. We are reading the original script of the cinematic classic that is The Room, and we are going to do it in different voices, utilizing some of our world-famous to not-so-world-famous impressions to do so. So we're obviously not going to go through the entire script, but I think it'll be fun to try to read it and not laugh. So
it's going to be the cinematic equivalent of the Eye of Argon challenge, and there are three sci-fi nerds in our audience that are laughing their asses off right now.
That was like me on GAM last night when I made the wrestling jokes, because it was just crickets, but I'm sitting there going, trust me, that Dixie Carter joke is going to kill.
One person who still watches Impact Wrestling is like, oh, you bet, you got it so good.
It hasn't come out yet because I'm going to put this out, but that'll be out on Tuesday. I will be on God Awful Movies, so we watched The Encounter with Sting the Wrestler, and
Sting proves he's the dumbest man in pro wrestling and Christian movies, apparently.
Yeah. The spoiler alert, the diner guy is Jesus. So speaking of terrible movies that are somehow fun to watch, we are watching The Room. If you haven't heard of The Room, it is the 2003 masterpiece by one Tommy Wiseau, whose voice I will be often impersonating in this. And it never ceases to be amazing. I have watched it every Valentine's Day. I've seen it in live theaters, and there's always something new that makes me laugh. And trust me, the version that you get to see is better and more coherent than this. We will also not be correcting the grammatical errors because Greg Sestero said not to, very specifically.
Okay, so I'm just gonna chime in then. For this first opening scene, we've got more or less three characters to work with. We've got Johnny, Lisa, and Denny. I don't know if you guys wanted to figure out what voices you wanted to use initially.
Well, I will start out with my Tommy Wiseau impression. Okay. Denny, I think you should do.
Yeah.
And read him as Professor Farnsworth.
Oh, boy.
Can I do Tiffany for this one, please? Can I do Tiffany for
this
one?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
You will be reading it as Tiffany from Daria. And
we need something to handle the narrator.
Oh, hey, brother. Use the voice. Oh, yes. So.
All right. Let me just see where we're going to go to for those first voices. Okay. We will go to the end of 102. Where it says end flashback.
Okay.
Because Tommy Wiseau at one point was going to be a vampire who drives his car off the top of his apartment building, despite the fact that it was about a 4-foot cube in the middle of a parking lot in Los Angeles and everything was green screen.
Honestly, that would have made it a better movie.
Oh, I agree. I want to see that version.
All right, so here's the first scene of The Room, page 1. Exterior, San Francisco Bay, early morning. A shot of the city of San Francisco as we pass over buildings and come to a small, quaint apartment complex, drifting into the window of a second-floor apartment. It is simply furnished, with a living room and a single bedroom. A couple lay asleep in a bed as the alarm clock rings. The man, Johnny, reaches to the clock and turns it off. He arises slowly and makes his way into the bathroom. Lisa turns over onto her back, staring at the ceiling. Johnny reappears out of the bathroom and smiles tenderly at Lisa.
I'm not a slave here, am I?
Did you like last night?
Yes, I did.
Interior apartment living room. Flashback. Johnny is coming home from work carrying a large box.
Hi, babe. I have something for you.
Johnny gives the box to Lisa.
Wow. What is it?
Oh, nothing. Just a little something.
Lisa opens the box. She lifts something red out of the box.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Johnny. Can I put it on?
Lisa kisses Johnny on the cheek.
Of course, it's yours.
I'll try it on right now. I'll be right back.
Lisa goes out of the door carrying the dress. In a moment, she comes back wearing the dress. Turns herself around.
Oh, wait for it.
Turns herself around. Immediately. Okay, this is a horrible thing for my ADHD-riddled brain. I'm going to do this all night long. Please. Strap in.
Please do.
Okay. Turns herself around. Loves to hear percussion.
Okay.
Isn't it beautiful?
Wow, you look so very sexy.
Lisa kisses Johnny and hugs him.
I would do anything for my girl.
Cut to, Denny opens the door. Hey, guys! Wow, what a beautiful, sexy dress you have! Good news, everyone!
Okay.
It's from Johnny.
How much did you pay for it?
Don't ask a question like that.
Well, anything for my princess.
Johnny is stretching his arms above his head. He yawns loudly.
Nice to see you, Denny. I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, can I go with you?
Denny boy. I think I'll join him.
Denny boy, the pipes are playing. Oh, whatever. Denny picks up an apple and takes a bite to make him look more like an asshole. Lisa joins Johnny in the bedroom. She throws the blanket over him and giggles. Johnny stands up in the bed. Really? Stands up in the bed with the blanket over his head. Lisa throws a pillow at him, laughing. Johnny raises his arms up and walks toward her. Lisa screams.
Stop, you monster.
Stop, don't come back. Denny runs into the room and stands between Lisa and Johnny.
Roll credits.
Denny grabs the blanket off Johnny's head. Johnny picks up the pillow and holds it by one end and swings it, hitting Denny on his side. Lisa picks up another pillow and swings it around, missing Johnny and falling onto the bed. I don't know why his face is so funny. Johnny and Denny toss the pillows back and forth, laughing. Johnny suddenly looks up at Lisa, who is striding a very sexy pose. He trips and lies down on the bed next to Lisa and kisses her. Lisa puts her arms around Johnny's neck. Denny is sitting on the floor watching.
Do you have something else to do?
Oh, no. I just like to watch both of you.
Denny boy.
The birds are singing. Lisa runs her fingers through Denny's hair.
Denny, two's great, but three is a crowd.
Oh, do you want me to leave?
That's the idea.
I will go. I have to do my homework anyway.
Bye, Denny.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Denny.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, lovebirds. Denny is going out the door. Lisa and Johnny make love.
I wish it was that short in the movie.
One line equals 15 goddamn minutes on screen. Wow.
I love you.
I love you, Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
End flashback.
All right. Time to switch voices.
Okay.
I want to do the narrator as Jesse Ventura.
Okay.
And let's see. Who do we got?
Looks like Lisa and Johnny. This scene goes on. We're on page 5.
up until page 7 when Claudette appears.
Okay, so let's go to that. I'll just do the narration.
Okay.
You do it as Miss Barch.
Okay.
And
oh, can I do Johnny as Kermit the Frog?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, interior apartment, living room.
Lisa looks at Johnny.
What time do you have to be there?
You man!
Johnny pulls a suit from the closet and throws it on the bed and starts dressing like a Navy SEAL.
Where is my coffee?
Lisa gets out of bed and puts on a revealing gown and goes to the kitchen.
What time do you have to be there?
Yelling so she can hear.
I told you many times, 9:30. I have my promotion to think about.
Yay!
Lisa returns with the coffee. Yes, and I want to point out, this is written as a line of dialogue.
Yes, it is. So Lisa, speak about how you're returning with the coffee.
Oh, folks, get ready, because this is going to be worth it.
Okay.
I'm going to steal this for a second.
Promotion, promotion, that's all I hear about. Here is your coffee and your English muffin, and burn your mouth.
There you go, people. There you go.
Your Y chromosome isn't worth it.
You man!
Daria, you get an A. Kevin, you get a D.
All right!
Yes! Wrist asthma attack! Woo! I win! I win Xmas!
Oh!
Oh, my. Lisa slams the coffee onto the dresser, spilling it partially.
Terrible waste of coffee.
Johnny gives it a glimpse because he's a Navy SEAL and fixes his tie. Johnny sits down at the table, drinking and eating.
Sound a little bit more like Mr. DiMartino there, but...
If we're gonna do that, we gotta start putting the emphasis on the correct syllable.
Oh, old man Donkey lets me know today. I have to think about our future.
Well, at least I don't have a promotion to think about.
You have too much competition in the computer field.
I can handle it. You worry about yourself.
Oh, you sound like we have separate lives. We'll be married next month, Lisa. Yay!
Yeah, well.
Oh, thank you for breakfast.
Johnny stands up.
See you later.
Johnny kisses Lisa on the cheek and leaves,
okay.
Like Jesse Ventura, and there's no period, so it never ends.
Okay, I want to take the narrator back.
All right, take the narrator.
I just want to do it in my voice.
Okay.
I'll keep that up. So we got Lisa and Claudette in the next scene.
All right, which one do you want to do for Lisa this
What do we got for Lisa?
Next one I have is either the principal from Daria. I forget what
Miss
her
Lee.
Name.
Miss Lee.
No. I think I'll do that for Claudette.
Okay. Miss Lee, Claudette. All right. So Miss Lee is Claudette.
Okay. So then I would have to do Lisa, right?
Yeah.
If you're okay with that.
All right. Who should I be for Lisa?
Oh gosh,
Christopher Walken.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Walken. Yeah, all right. Okay. So, interior apartment, living room, early morning. The doorbell rings. Lisa opens the door.
Hi! Mom! How are you doing? Come in!
I don't know if it's Walken so much as a spastic Bill Cosby.
Hi!
And incidentally, yes, that will be a voice further down the line.
As it should be.
Okay.
I'm fine. What's happening with you?
Claudette sits on the couch.
What's new with you?
Nothing much.
What's wrong? Tell me.
I'm not feeling good today.
Jesus Christ. Why not?
With the stage director, with the sigh.
I don't love him anymore. Mother, do you want some coffee?
Sure.
No.
Cat gymnastics, everyone.
Cat gymnastics, and I made the save of the lovely figurine here with my karate-like speed.
Woo! Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. All right. Lisa gets up, goes to the kitchen, and brings back 2 cups of coffee.
Thank you, dear. But why don't you love him? Why not?
Tell me why.
Remember, this is for your future and the future of Lawndale High.
Thank you.
He is so boring.
You've known him for a year. You've known him for over 5 years. You're engaged. You said you love him. You shouldn't reconsider. Yes, I've been waiting to get that down. He supports you and provides for you, and you can support yourself. He is a good guy, and he loves you very much. His income is very secure. He told me that he wants to buy you a home. Ooh, how nice.
Why is so boring?
Lisa and Claudette are drinking coffee.
Where are you gonna go? What are you gonna do? Damn it.
Oh, don't worry. It's not like you can screw this up.
Oh! I don't know. I don't mind living with him.
Okay, in the style of the strike episode, you can't do that!
Passes a thought.
Pauses a thought, yeah.
Pauses a thought.
Pauses a thought.
Is that like passing a kidney stone?
Only a slightly less painful.
Oh, okay, all right. Anyway, did you tell Johnny about that?
No. I don't know what to do.
Oh, God, here we go. All right. He is a very nice person, you know. Kind of going Midwest there.
a little bit Miz Lee from Minnesota.
Look at the leak!
You're trying to do Rachel Feinstein's grandma again, aren't you?
Absolutely not. Although I've got my next one, thank you. He's getting a promotion soon. He bought you a car and a ring. Close, damn it, now I'm stuck. Hang on, give me a second. And whatever you want. And now you want to dump him? That's not right. I always thought of him as my son-in-law. You should marry him. He would be good for you.
Oh. I guess you are right about that, Ma.
Of course I'm right, my dear. How about that, then?
I really hope the mic picked that up.
Me too.
Smack.
I was not born yesterday. I'm glad you listened to your mother. Nobody else listens to me. I work so hard and nobody appreciates it. I tried to tell them what they should do, but they don't listen. Oh, by the way, you don't look 45. You look 50.
I didn't realize we swapped out Claudette's dialogue for your mother, but...
Oh, that's mean.
She can't hear this.
I hope not.
She's not a patron. I guess I'll try it. You're probably right, Ma.
Well, at least someone's listening to me. Well, I have to go. I have an appointment with my doctor. Thank you for the coffee.
Claudette goes out the door.
Okay. Good luck, Ma. All right.
I want to keep the narrator.
Okay.
All right.
So let's see here. Page 9, next scene. Got one.
Lisa and Mark. Ooh.
Lisa and Mark up through page 11.
Okay. You do Rachel Feinstein's mother. And let's see. Trying to think of a good one that I can do for Mark.
All right.
What do you think?
Oh, geez.
There's so many voices.
Well, I don't know.
How's your Steve Austin?
I don't know if I can do a Steve Austin. Okay. I can do a Texas accent.
Okay.
I'd say Ultimate Warrior, but wouldn't that be taking it a little too far?
That's going to be Chris R.
My friend, have you... Chris R. Is the Ultimate
Warrior. Perfect, I love it.
Jesus.
Where is my fucking money, Daddy? Okay. Spoiler.
How many times I got to talk to you about the same fucking thing, huh?
Oh my God. Read narrator as Richard Jenny's mafia boss in the uterus.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta think of a good one, because I love Mark. Love Mark.
God, I don't even know. Yeah, this is the hard part about picking things on the fly. I don't really know what my repertoire is.
What about Hannibal Buress? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Hannibal Buress is Mark. All right, so interior apartment living room. All right, so Lisa dials a fucking number while she's munching on a bagel.
Oh, crap. Okay. Hi, baby. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm very busy. How are you doing?
Oh, I just finished talking to my mother. She gave me a big lecture about Johnny.
We'll talk about it later. I'm very busy.
No, we'll talk about it right now. Whenever you say, we'll talk about it later, we never do. I can't wait until later. You talk to me right now. You owe me one anyway, mister.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, she's such a stupid bitch. She wants to control my life. I will not put up with that. I will do whatever I want, and that's what, and that's it. Damn it, toes, get away from me.
The cats want to help.
Sorry.
Come on.
What do you think I should do? I need your advice.
Why do you ask me? You've been very happy with Johnny. What do you want me to say? You should probably enjoy life. What's the problem?
Maybe you're right. Might need some turquoise jewelry there, y'all.
And yours spelled wrong.
Oh, God, it is. Ugh. Can I see you for coffee tomorrow? And don't tell me you're too busy, okay? You always tell me that. I was ad-libbing there, but shut up.
How about 12 o'clock noon?
Okay, I'll be waiting. Bye.
Bye.
So then we got Lisa finishing a fucking bagel, and then she goes to change her clothes. I don't know. I don't like giving voices to the narrator. Mm. I think the narration is pretty good. So okay. We've got Lisa and Denny. Lisa and Denny continuing. And then Johnny enters the picture on page 13. And the scene continues until page 15.
Okay. I'll go back to the Tommy Wiseau voice.
All right.
For Johnny. Did you want to bring Denny back or do you want me to do one?
I'll take Denny again.
All right. Cool.
And then, so you got Johnny as Tommy Wiseau. So who are we doing for Lisa?
I can do Quinn this time. I figure I can do like a Babado head.
Just go through the entire list of Daria voices as much as possible.
The only one I know off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'll do DeMartino for Johnny on this one.
All right. All right. I'm not sure. Let's see. How about for Denny?
Can you do anyone from Daria?
Trent.
Do it. That's Trent.
The closest. Yeah, I can try that. Hey, Daria. Okay, I'm there. All right. So, interior apartment living room, later. Lisa orders a pizza and dials a number on the phone.
Why is it in all caps?
Because apparently it's part of the scene direction.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to order a large pizza for delivery. Half Canadian bacon with pineapple and half artichokes with pesto and light on the cheese. Lisa, 310 in parentheses for some reason, I don't know. Folsom Street, number 2, 555-4828. Okay, thanks!
Okay, I just have to dip into my Lewis Black for a little bit just to say, congratulations, Wiseau, you ruined pizza. First the Hawaiians and now fucking you.
Yeah, really.
Okay, the doorbell rings.
Who is it?
Denny.
Singing it?
Denny! And then Lisa gets another line of scene direction dialogue.
Lisa opens the front door. And she's supposed to read that.
Oh. Hi, Jimmy, Jeffy, and Jake. I can't resist.
My name's Jamie.
You got it.
Oh, hi, Denny. How are you doing? Come on in.
I'm fine. What's new?
Well, I'm very busy with my clients. Anyway, would you like something to eat or drink?
No, thank you. I just want to talk to Johnny, but you are so beautiful today. Can I kiss you?
Oh, my. You are a little brat.
Again, he's singing. I'm just kidding, but I do love you and Johnny. What about that? Ha, ha, ha.
This is exactly how it's written in my fan fiction.
Your fan fiction.
Okay. Well, Johnny should be here any minute. You can wait if you want to.
No, I have to go. We'll see him later. Can you tell him that I was here?
Of course I will, Denny.
Awesome. Thanks, Daria. See you later.
Denny goes out the door. I am not fucking kidding you. That is what is written. Denny goes out the door.
Ow, my brain hurts.
Now?
Yeah, apparently.
And we're only 12 pages in.
Okay, Denny, bye!
All right. Lisa sits at the coffee table, painting her nails. We hear the sound of the front door being unlocked. Johnny walks in, carrying flowers.
Hey, babe! These are for you!
Oh, thanks! Did you get your promotion, honey?
Lisa takes flowers to the kitchen, unwraps them, and puts them in a vase. Johnny lies down on the couch. Lisa brings the flowers to the room and places them on the coffee table.
You
You didn't get it, did you?
Johnny doesn't answer. He takes off his blazer and loosens his tie.
Son of a bitch told me that. I will get it within 3 months. It's not right. I saved him more bundles. They're crazy. I don't believe that we will ever get it. They tricked me. They didn't keep their promises. They betrayed me, and I don't care anymore.
Lisa is sitting in the chair next to the couch.
Did you tell them how much you were going to save them?
Of course I did. What do you think? Miss Morgendorfer. They already put my ideas into practice, and already this bank saved money. They are using me, and I am the fool.
Yeah, because your eye keeps bugging out.
I pity the fool.
Oh, don't worry. I still love you.
You're the only one who does.
Oh, come on. You still have friends? I didn't get any calls today. You're right. This computer business is way too competitive. I called a dozen of my old clients, and they don't even need me, losers. Do you want me to order pizza or something?
Whatever. I don't care. If they have cheese sticks, I'll take some, though.
Well, I mean, you could always take me to Chez Pierre.
Three old people who grew up in the 90s are loving this.
I already ordered a pizza.
I don't care.
I don't care. Well, think about everything.
I hope the mic picked that up.
Think about everything.
Are you all right? What is the matter? It's just a lousy promotion. I'll fix you a cup of hot chocolate. That will make you feel better.
Hot chocolate and pizza. Ugh.
Hey, don't roll your eyes at that. I spent many a winter on a ski slope hoping for that exact combination.
Okay.
Lisa goes to the kitchen and comes back with the chocolate and sets it on the coffee table. Run-on sentence.
Yeah. Here you go.
Johnny sits up.
Thank you, Miss Morgendorfer.
Thank you, Kevin.
Lisa gives Johnny the chocolate and sits next to him.
Johnny, we need a drink.
I don't drink for some reason. You know that!
Okay. So that's that scene. We see directions again written in a stage description. All right, so the next scene, we've got Johnny and Lisa all the way through to page 17.
Okay. This time I'll bring back the Wazo voice.
And yeah, the next scene, we have another character entering. So, okay.
Cool.
All right. So... let's see. I don't know. You want to keep the same voices or change?
I'll read Tommy Wiseau as Johnny just because I think it'll be fun.
All right.
I'll try Brittany. I've always wanted to try Brittany.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
If you can manage the squeak, I will be impressed. All right. Interior apartment living room. The pizza man rings the bell. Lisa pays the pizza man and brings the pizza to the room. Lisa and Johnny are eating pizza. Lisa goes to the cabinet and pours two drinks and carries them back to Johnny and pours his drink into his cup of chocolate. She takes a sip of her drink.
Okay, wish me luck. Oh, come on, it's good for you. Don't worry about it, Kevin.
You must be crazy. I don't drink that.
All right, we broke Brian. Sweet.
Now be careful. The line just seduces.
Okay. Seduces. Seduces. Not seductive or seductively. Seduces.
I have a question. Does this mean we need to start stripping now?
What do you mean now? I've been bare ass from since we started.
Giggity. Okay.
Rock out with your cock out.
Oh, come on. If you love me, you'll drink this, my darling. You are not drinking your cognac, dear. It'll taste so good with pizza.
Wow, you got it, too.
What wine goes with Captain Crunch?
I have trouble selecting a wine in the morning.
Johnny again speaks his direction. Johnny takes a small sip and eats pizza.
Right, it is good.
You Adrian! Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe he'll drink, maybe I won't, you know?
I know right. I'm right. Don't worry about those fuckers. Worth it!
Jesus Christ.
You You are a good man. Drink and have some fun.
And we fade out. Fade out and fade in to the inside shot of the window with... Well, that's the... Okay, I'm with 13. With 13 darkness outside. They are drinking. The bottle is empty.
You have nice legs.
Johnny is mumbling. Well, no shit.
You have nice pecs.
They stumble to the bed and fall into each other's arms laughing.
I'm tired. I'm wasted. I love you, darling.
Oh, you've never been wasted. Make love to me, Johnny.
Tommy Wiseau has apparently never heard of Whiskey Dick. Johnny doesn't respond.
Oh, come on. You owe me one.
This is me not responding. Oh, okay, okay, my darling, okay. Okay, I got a teenager who wants to sleep with me, and for some reason I'm disappointed.
Yeah, this
in that.
Is this is the trouble with the soon to be married couples. The guy just can't keep the woman from bastarding him for sex. Johnny carries Lisa to the bed, and they both lay on it. They are kissing and fondling each other and breathing heavily.
Ugh. Sorry. I love you, Johnny.
I love you too.
Oh. God, I'm gonna be nauseous.
Say it.
All right, fine.
Say it.
Oh, Johnny, make love to me. Oh, yes, I want you, just you.
I won't have what she's having.
Thank you.
And Lisa and Johnny are making love.
Let's cut it there. I think that's good for the first episode of Room Without a Cause. And we will be back next time, patrons only. So thank you, Brian and Aiden.
Absolutely.
Anytime. This was fun.
Absolutely.
I wonder if we could open this up to more people, but this is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We need to get Lucinda to read Lisa.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll workshop this. In the meantime, I'll keep practicing.
Okay. So we will be back next time for all of you who give us money. Thank you. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
See ya.